to the Joe and Alex Show. It's the need to know news.
It's really news that you won't see in the news, but I think you should know about. This is really cool, and if there's anybody else that's doing this, please tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, so I can give you some attention. But to celebrate the end of Indiana's Sunday alcohol sales prohibition, Big Red Liquors is offering a special deal.
Oh my gosh, I love Big Red Liquors, and I also love, they have like a special Big Red wine that they make, and I love it.
All right, well then you're going to love this if you like beer. Check this out. From March 4th, to the 25th on those Sundays, so the next four Sundays, customers can take advantage of 25% off all Indiana-made beer, wine, and spirits.
Yes! Oh my gosh, and the French Lick Sweet Red Table Wine. I get that constantly. That's an Indiana wine. I am all about this!
And we go and get drunk, so that's kind of cool. You might want to check that out. Everybody on the show here, I think we've all taken Uber or Lyft at one time. Do you guys remember your most expensive fare? How much money did it end up costing you? Anybody just chime in, whatever. Live the web, girl.
$280.
You're insane.
Where the hell did you go?
It was the night before Thanksgiving, and I went from downtown Cincinnati to like the suburbs in northern Kentucky, and it was $280. And I was so drunk that like I didn't remember accepting the like extra like percentage,
dude.
Like the extra fare.
Dude.
Yeah.
Is that where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I wanted to go home. I like got an Uber home. But
it's far.
I took a couple like pit stops dropping off like some of my friends from college.
Hey, can you go to Taco Bell real quick?
Yeah. Well, and I thought that I like went through a drive through, but I didn't. So
wow.
Just dropped off those people.
Yeah. The most expensive I've ever spent was like $60.
Okay.
And that was a lot for me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Producer Mike, I mean, you finally live close enough to our job that you walk everywhere, but you've used Uber a lot. What about you?
Thank God it was a time that I wasn't paying for the fare, but a mile and a half, New Year's Eve. $102.
Dang!
Here?
It was in Portland.
Because
the guy that we were drunk with wanted to go to McDonald's, and the McDonald's sucked, and we tried to go to Taco Bell, and the Taco Bell sucked.
No.
But it was all within a mile and a half, and then he woke up to $102 and was confused.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, those are interesting, but this is crazy. A man who blacked out from a night of drinking woke up to a Uber fare of $1,635.93.
Oh my gosh.
He was drinking all day and partying near the West Virginia University campus. He doesn't remember calling an Uber, but he told the driver to take him back to his home in New Jersey.
Okay, this driver should have known to ask and double check and say, if this person they should have known was drunk, are you sure you want to spend over $1,000?
Well, it's funny you say that because he did. He didn't tell him the amount of money because he didn't know, but he gave the driver his address at home and he said, are you sure? This is like 5 hours and 300 miles away. Well, the guy's like, yep, that's where I want to go. So he gave the driver some cash so he could pay for the tolls on the way back.
It would have been cheaper to fly.
The guy challenged the fare, saying he would have never asked the driver to take him back to his friend's place and not come back to New Jersey. So I don't know. It's a mixture of being drunk and remembering things, but the Uber driver did say the man gave him his home address. So the man agreed to pay the fare. He gave the driver a 5-star rating though, which is nice. But
oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, if you give an Uber driver your address, 123, this is where I live street, okay, that's where they should take you.
Well, yeah, but
they ask you, if it's over a certain distance, they ask you over and over again, especially if it's out of state, are you sure? You know, the Uber driver has to be okay with driving all the way to New Jersey.
It is so outrageous to take an Uber out of state. I don't know why you wouldn't just fly.
He was drunk. You're not sober-minded when you're drunk. You're not like clear thinking like, well, I'm really wasted right now, and this is expensive and dumb, and I don't even want to go here, so sure.
At my sorority house in college, we had alumni show up hammered because they told their Uber driver or cab driver our old sorority house because they forgot that they didn't live there anymore.
That's
so
weird.
Like we would have like alumni like 2 or 3 years out of college because they were so drunk.
hanging on to the good memory right there. All right, I don't think anybody would admit this. I don't know. Nobody here on the show smokes, right? Like
smoked
cigarettes?
What? No.
No.
Ew,
nah.
Okay. Who smokes? Honestly, who smokes anymore? That's disgusting.
Smoke breaks add up to about 6 total work days per year, according to an actual study that's recently done. So should non-smokers get extra vacation days to make things fair?
No. Oh, yes.
Or the same, like, take a 20-minute break if you want to.
No, I agree. If the smokers are going to smoke and be unproductive, okay, yeah, whatever, let them do that. But I want to have an extra couple of vacation days because I'm busting my butt. Well, whatever, not really here, but you get the idea.
Whatever all the time is added up of every time they go take a smoke break, then that, you know, might equal 8 hours or whatever. Then somebody that doesn't smoke should get that equivalence to take off.
Well, they
and
just said,
their PTO.
It's Alex, it's almost 6 days. It's almost 6 days of work.
What? Yeah,
that's
they
what
should
they
get
said.
That.
So, yeah, I think, listen, are you listening? Radio 1, hey, it's the Joan Alex Show. We don't smoke. Can we have an extra week of vacation, please? Oh, wait, hold on, we heard back. No. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, actually, 80% of non-smokers and 62% of smokers said, yeah, they should. Even the smokers agree.
Yeah.
So let's get some extra vacation around here. And I thought of Alex when I saw this. TLC will be airing a new series this summer based on the social media videos of a dermatologist from California showing pimples being popped.
Ooh.
The episode will be 1 hour long, will be similar to the behind-the-scenes special Dr. Pimple Popper that aired in January.
Dr. Yes. Pimple Popper's a whole different
TV show. That's a whole other show that we could talk about later. They posted a casting call looking for patients, and the team of doctors will use scalpels, syringes, and other medical instruments to remove their patients' pimples, cysts, blackheads, warts, acne, and is it lipomata?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I am down to watch someone pop a blackhead or a normal pimple, but yeah, the cysts and the boils and all that stuff and having to cut your skin open with a scalpel and all that, I can't watch.
That's the best part because it's like a mini volcano and you get it just right. It's like everywhere.
No,
things are just spewing and it's just, it's amazing.
No, that's not normal.
Because it's like a hose. It's a hose of bodily junk.
No, that's disgusting. A normal pimple popping video is my jam, but not the other stuff.
Oh, gosh. Like it just shoots up in the air like it's attacking you, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it right there. Sorry about that. Hopefully you're not eating any food. That is Joe's Need to Know News.